Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we bow down before you and are just grateful for your word, Lord, that shows us everything we need, Lord. And so, Lord, help us to not only listen as you speak to us, but help us to respond by doing it, Lord. Guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in a psalm today, which is for all of us. Anybody in here ever get impatient? If you don't know what that is, then you can just leave and come back next week. This is a psalm for the impatient, and it's also called the How Long Psalm. Because we begin with four, how long, how long, how long, how long. Why would you ask how long unless you're impatient? I want to begin with this song. It's not exactly the same subject as to why the how long, but it's a great song. The words are on the front. It's regarding how long till I awaken in your likeness? How long till I become like you?
To be a smile is for us.
How long? How long? So we have this how long psalm here with four how longs in it, only six verses, and it's just a great reminder for us, like a number of these psalms are. David starts out crying out in agony, almost hopeless. Then he prays. And then, by God's grace, he goes to singing. And the difference between how your problem looks before and after is dramatic because of God's grace, because of the power of faith, because of the power of prayer. And when we draw near to God, great things happen, right? But when we stand alone or sit alone and stew around in our own self-pity and how bad things are, things get worse and worse and worse, right? They look really bad because, in a way, they are really bad because you're looking at yourself. I mean, how can you get lifted up if you look in the mirror? I mean, you don't. At least I don't. So Psalm 13, this is a psalm for the impatient, as I said. Trust in the salvation of the Lord. It's to the chief musician. So this is a psalm, although it's the innermost heart and thoughts of David, it's to be sung to the whole nation, to be sung to the whole musicianary group. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. How long, O Yahweh, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Now, if you haven't gone through, or you're not now going through, a situation that's so severe that you wonder about God forgetting you forever, you will. There will be times in your life when you will feel that because of the trials and the afflictions that God gives us to, in a sense, draw us to change us and to draw us to Him. So here he's crying out, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? So the first how long is directed to the Lord. Will you forget me? The second one is also to the Lord. How long will you hide your face from me? How long will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? The second how long. The third how long is directed to the writer, directed to us. How long shall I struggle or take counsel in my soul? How long shall I struggle in my soul? Having sorrow or agony in my heart daily. Having agony in my heart daily. And then finally, the fourth one regarding the enemies. How long will my enemy be exalted or appear to be in victory over me? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? So that paints the dark picture that David is in. We don't know exactly when. This would be many times in a person's life, and particularly a man who is seeking the Lord, a man who has a heart after God, will be in these positions often. I mean, one might think, man, as close as David was to the Lord, he must have never had any problems. Well, read his Psalms, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, aren't they? So now we go to verses 3, 4, to the second little section of this psalm, and it totally changed because now we have a prayer resulting out of this dark background that he's in of sorrow and agony. And he says, consider and hear me. That's a prayer, or you could say consider could be regard or have regard. Have regard and hear me, O Lord my God. Great prayer always. First petition. After that is, enlighten my eyes or illuminate my eyes. Again, that's a great position. Help me to see, Lord. Not in the mirror of my own pitiful self, but help me to see what you're doing through this trial. Help me to see what you're working on in me through this trial. Help me to see the opportunities that are coming about in my present situation. Enlighten my eyes, illuminate my eyes. Lest, and in the original language, that is, so that I will not sleep death. So My enemies will not say, I have prevailed against him. So will not those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. So again, here's the prayer. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Let those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. So the blackness of the agony, and now the prayer, reaching out to the Lord, crying out to the Lord, and is the Lord faithful or not? Does his grace and his mercy extend to us or not? David says, but I have trusted in your chesed, in your mercy. Mercy is, or chesed, is God's grace. It's God's steadfast love. It's the extraordinary love for us. It's that love that conquers all things. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in circumstances? No. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. When I first came in this morning, somebody said, how are we? And we were talking about, and we were saying, knowing that we're saved, how could we say anything but praise God? I mean, compared to anything else, what is your salvation worth? It says, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. It's a gift from him, isn't it? It's what he has done. It's the price that he has paid for each of us. Oh, it's awesome, isn't it? My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. And so the result, I will sing to the Lord. Are you singing to the Lord today? We're going to go to prayer, and we're going to have some things to pray for that the Lord lays on our heart. But I hope as you leave today, all day, every day, you'll be singing to the Lord, rejoicing in your salvation. And all of these things that are on your horizon, your busyness, got to get this done, got to get that done, got to get something else done. Pause just a little bit, many times a day, and just sing to the Lord for rejoicing in the salvation that he has given you. You know, we have that verse, you know it well. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice, but if we really break that down to what the tense is there, it's rejoice and keep on rejoicing and keep on rejoicing and keep on rejoicing. And again I say to you, rejoice, 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 and keep on rejoicing. So that's a command of the Lord to rejoice, right? And that's very similar to what he's saying here. I will sing, I will rejoice in your salvation, I will sing to the Lord. Because, why? He has dealt bountifully with me. Has he dealt bountifully with you? Since you're all saved, I can absolutely say amen, yes. Nobody can be saved and say, well, he hasn't dealt bountifully with me. You can say, man, I'm going through many troubles right now. I don't really feel a lot of time like I'm being dealt bountifully with. But when you put it in perspective to salvation, when you put it into perspective, we deserve nothing but hell, and he's given us eternal life with him and part of the kingdom. That is bountiful, isn't it? What is more bountiful than that? There isn't anything in the planet and in the universe is more bountiful than that. So as he closes here, but I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. So notice the emphasis there is on him. Started out all on me. How long, Lord? How long? How long? I'm miserably suffering. Goes to prayer, and then it goes to singing and rejoicing in what he has done for us. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this psalm. It's so brief and so to the point, and yet it tells us everything we need to do always, and that's eyes off of self, praying to you, drawing near to you, and watching you work as we would just quiet down and come to you. You tell us to wait on you, and these things take you. We want everything instantaneously, but you know what's best for us, and it takes some time in some of these areas here. It takes time for us to quiet down. It takes time for us to open our eyes and see you. It takes time for us to hear you above all the noise and clamor of the world, noise and clamor of our own body, our own activities, and so forth. But we want to just praise you this morning. We want to thank you for your bountiful blessings of your salvation, Lord. And we want to pray now as you would lead us to pray. We want to pray for the lost, probably the most important thing we can pray for. We also want to pray for those who are found, those believers, for those who maybe are so beaten down or in pain or whatever they can pray themselves today. And whatever you'd lead us to pray for, we want to pray for kings and those in authorities. So lead us now in this time of prayer by your Spirit in Jesus' name. So let us pray. Now we come to the end of the hour here. If you'll turn on your notes to the second page, we'll close with this song, which I believe ties into the theme this morning of how long, and as we come to the Lord, we need to quiet down. And this song is entitled, Be Still, My Soul, The Lord is on Thy Side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain, leave it to thy God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly Father, through thorny ways leads us to a joyful end. So let's sing along or listen however you would prefer.
Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Be to thy God to order and provide. In every change, be faithful will. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. In thorny ways, leads to a joyful fear of all. soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed we shall meet at last. Be still, my soul.
Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning. We thank you for music. We thank you most for your word and your love. And Father, we've had such a great example in Psalm 13 of crying out to you and drawing near to you and watching you work through your grace and your mercy, bountifully blessing us, illuminating our eyes. And Lord, as we seek you looking for answers, Lord, may we go back to the last thing you've told us that is relative to the question that we have, and know that that is the answer until you give us another one. Lord, help us not to want to change your answer, Lord, just because we don't like it. But help us to listen and say, yes, Lord, you are my Lord. Help me to value doing your will more than any personal objective or goal that I have. I want to do your will, Lord. And Lord, I know you will bless each one here. I pray we would be in prayer, Lord, and it is through that power that we can come against everything, anything. And I thank you for knowing that you're on the throne, Lord, and also knowing that you'll always be on the throne, and knowing that the opposition, Satan and the other opposition forces, will never be on any throne. So, Lord, they're losers, total losers. Help us not to give them more victories than they deserve. May we pray for the lost, Lord. May we pray for the church, Lord. We all want countries changed, but you're the one that changes countries, and help us to see lives changed one or two or three at a time, whatever the case may be. I do pray that you would be with Julian tomorrow as he would bring us the message and those two services in the morning, I believe, and every word that you have for us would come through, and not one more, not one less. And we would honor you and we would praise you as we would be obedient to your word in Jesus' name. Amen.